Good evening.
Really good Christmas, but that must have been a very frustrating and disappointing way to end it.
Yep, it's true. I said we were doing well. We had confidence that we could carry on doing well. We changed some players, but to be fair, just Michael Manning was not playing regularly. But you could see that some players, they were a little bit tired. They were deep. We were not precise in possession. We were not passing the ball with accuracy and the high tempo that we were expecting. And at the end, we made a mistake and we gave them this chance. So too many things together that were not working for us.
Do you regret making so many changes, particularly at Mata and Hazard, who's been very important to you?
No, not really, because the last games Moses was playing, Oscar has been playing too, so it was just Marco Marin the difference, but we cannot carry on with the same players every game. And if you play against a team at the bottom of the table at home, you have to trust your players, and I trust them, so I think they were doing well and we thought that could be fine. I think that the main thing, maybe in all the areas, we were a little bit tired. And then you could see that we didn't have the intensity and the pace on the pass, the pace on the movement that we were expecting.
Do you think it was the game where finally it caught up with you, the trip to Japan and everything, that it finally hit?
That is the reason we put some fresh legs and players that they were playing, as I said before, Oscar or Victor, but they're trying to keep the tempo of the game. But I think in other areas we couldn't keep this tempo, and they were deep, they were waiting, and for them it was just to play counter attack and maybe set piece. And that was the difference at the end for us.
How do you look at the league table now? I mean, you still.
I was not too worried about the league table. I was always talking about one game at a time, and now it's the same situation. Obviously, if you can win your games, it would be more difficult, but the priority is think about the next game, try to keep the players with the confidence that we had before, and then trying to analyse what was wrong and if we can change something and keep carrying on with the thing that we were doing really well.
Would you agree that the player who desperately needs a rest is Fernando?
It's one of the players. You see two or three players that they have been playing too many games in the last month or weeks or months maybe. So it's difficult, but we couldn't manage with all of them. We were trying to manage every game with two or three players, and was going well. And today, it's not working.
Presumably, you can give him a rest with Bar coming in now.
They were asking me about this, but I don't have any official information about the situation. So I know that Alan Pardew is talking, and a lot of rumours in the press. But officially, he's not our player, so I cannot talk too much. Sorry.
Can you say, you obviously need another striker in the squad if Daniel is moving out?
I think that the club is working, and we know that hopefully we can see someone else, and then we can talk about him.
Is it your expectation that he'd be available for the weekend?
If we can do the business, I hope so. But still, officially, you can understand that I cannot say too much.
I know you don't like to talk about more than one game, but would you say the chance of Chelsea winning the title is probably less than QPR staying up now?
No, I don't talk about the other teams, but obviously I say before that we have to do everything almost perfect, no? If we want to reduce the gap. So that is, when you lose a game, it's more difficult, but I cannot be thinking about how many points. I have to think about the next game. We have the FA Cup now, and after the Capital One Cup, and after league game, and we have to think about to get 3 points in every game.
Almost perfect is it's a tall order for any team, isn't it, going into the second half?
Yeah, especially for us, that we were playing so many games with some players, and you could see today that maybe these players, they couldn't go to the level that we were expecting, and then you have to manage, and sometimes if you manage in a way and it's wrong, we would say, oh, it's a mistake, but sometimes it's what you have to do if you want to get the prize at the end.
Is Bar going to potentially vie with Fernando to play up front as the lone striker, or are you looking to change things?
If I cannot talk about him officially, I can't talk about tactics with him or without him. So sorry, because I don't have the information.
It's an interesting point, though, because the way you play with one centre forward. I mean, whoever you bring in, I know you want to rest Fernando, but ultimately you will have to pick one or the
other. Yeah, difference is, I will not talk about names, but you have another striker. You can play if you need to play with three strikers, you can play with three strikers. Or you want to rest one striker, you can do it. At the moment, we are a little bit short.
Have you got any indication how long Petr Cech's going to be out for?
They said 2 or 3 weeks. So in this case, I think we are quite optimistic, but I don't know how long, but 2 or 3 weeks we think that could be the time.
And John Terry, any more news on that?
No. I was talking with John this morning and it's going well, so he thinks that he can start maybe doing the warm-up with the team soon, and then we will see how he progresses, but again, I cannot give any date.
That's been quite a while now. It's been 2 months. You were talking at the start of it, you were told it was maybe 3 to 4 weeks. It's now 2 months. Does it start to become a concern that it may not be?
No, talking with the doctor about the problem is an edema in the bone. That means that you cannot say how long it will take. So it depends on each one. And then the only thing that we can do is keep treating the player and wait.
So it's a bruise in the... In the bone, is
yeah.
it? Because I'm not really a medic. So
yeah, he said because the hit, and then you have to wait and see if he can reabsorb. I don't know how you say in English, but you cannot predict exactly the
there's
time.
There's no time scale at this stage, no idea.
No.
Rafa, there was a suggestion Mika Richards was here tonight. Can you shed any light?
Watching the game?
On that, is there any interest there?
I don't talk about players of the other team, sorry.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.